T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore says the LAPD has arrested more than 2,700 people since the start of the protests, about 2,500 of those for failure to disperse or breaking curfew. The rest were for looting and acts of violence. He says 66 police vehicles have been damaged, with 7 of them burnt. Everything's been going peacefully so far this morning during a downtown Los Angeles demonstration organized by local religious leaders to protest the police killing in Minneapolis. We have in-depth team coverage of this and other protests. First to Pete Demetrio, live on the scene, downtown L.A.
We still have about 400 people who are here at the intersection at 1st and Main. You have a skirmish line of police officers standing more or less at ease, relaxed in front of the building and in front of the intersection itself. The people inside holding up signs, Black Lives Matter, No Justice, No Peace. But at the same time, this was organized by religious leaders, and it was a totally different temperament. There were chants, but then, of course, there was an awful lot of respect. Yolanda Izell was watching.
And the most important thing here is the message, and the message is that everybody matters, and we just want liberty and justice.
Most of the time, we've had, protest people are on edge. Out here, all of a sudden, it seemed when the prayers began, the tension just sort of dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this one is involved with the church, but as a people, we are praying people, and really this is intended to be a peaceful, all of the protests that we are doing were intended to be peaceful.
And they said in this case, there is no one here who is going to hijack their message. The message is there needs to be change, and the only way that can be change is to have discussions, to talk, and for lawmakers to take action. Protests continuing here, people applauding occasionally as the speakers go on. They're going to let it continue for quite a while at this point. There's no real traffic in downtown Los Angeles, so there's no immediate or major disruption of flow down here. Reporting live, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070.
Hundreds of people in the community of Venice started this day with a march and a message.
It was a loud, it was a fast-moving protest, a march through the streets of Venice. Some neighborhoods and some of the business district of locally owned businesses. Many people holding signs, Black Lives Matter.
We took to the streets, we occupied. We ended it with a moment of silence for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and everybody else who's passed away due to police brutality and injustice. That was it. Everybody here just had good intentions. We just wanted to get our voices heard.
That moment of silence was observed at Abbot Kinney and Venice Boulevard. That is where this protest march started and ended. And in the intersection, police observing as people hang out. The intersection closed and the protest peaceful. In Venice, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LAPD says it has arrested hundreds of people in Hollywood overnight after crooks veered off during some protests in Hollywood, vandalized, looted many stores. This morning, volunteers were helping with the cleanup.
Volunteers were sweeping up and picking up. These were residents who live in the vicinity of Sunset and Gower. They're helping clean up the mess after vandals stormed through a shopping center. They hit a Rite Aid store, a Starbucks, and other shops in this strip mall during the protest march.
I saw people running in and out of stores, and they're in, they're gone quick,
Those who came out this morning to help in the cleanup effort said they just had to do this.
We really support all the peaceful protesters. What happened to George Floyd is unacceptable, and we really need to have a conversation about that as a country. but we also support our local businesses, and we want to make sure that everybody's okay this morning.
A man who lives nearby said he believes the people who were looting were not from the area because they were asking about certain buildings, and they didn't know what they were. In Hollywood, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We can add that NBC is reporting at least 585 arrests were made, a record for the Hollywood division. Mitchell Farrell is the council member for the Hollywood area. He tells KNX that he thinks the police did a pretty good job trying to control all the violence.
We have to protect our neighborhoods, and we have to protect the business owners oftentimes, and I've said this 1,000 times, who have put their life savings, mortgaged their homes to open up a store, and they're getting completely vandalized and raided. It's not okay to say, oh, well, they have insurance, so it's just fine. Well, no one knows that.
He says the police can only do so much about widespread lawlessness, but says the police caught a lot of what he called the bad guys. Carpenters from a local union are out in Van Nuys right now, helping business owners clean up and board up their businesses following all the looting. Josh Raper is one of them. He tells KNX the union got a call from L.A. City Council President Nuri Martinez asking for help, and members showed up strong this morning.
As we're here today, the good in people is coming out. There's a lot of people here with brooms and shovels, shoveling up the glass, and we're here erecting the safety for the buildings. The streets right now are covered with goods, and we hope that carries on through the night.
He says he's glad he and other carpenters can offer their expertise and contribute to the rebuilding efforts. A warning for those in Santa Monica and Beverly Hills today. The city of Santa Monica imposing a curfew starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon amid ongoing protests. They will stay in effect until 5:30 in the morning tomorrow. Meanwhile, Beverly Hills will have its citywide curfew in effect just like yesterday at 1 p.m. It will also continue until 5:30 tomorrow morning. The LAPD and FBI are collecting images and video footage from recent protests as evidence that they could use to identify and prosecute those committing crimes. But some critics are already raising concerns about the privacy of those whose images are swept up in crowdsourced videos from social media and police body cameras. The head of the union that represents Los Angeles County's public defenders says agencies could use facial recognition technology to gather and store profiles on those who protest peacefully.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.